Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Art, earlier today, President Biden signed that bill that extended the debt limit for the country. There was only one Republican in the House of Representatives who voted for that. And he's on a phone line with me now, Congressman Adam Kinzinger. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Another popularity contest for you. Why is it that you signed it and no one else in your party did?
You know, look, the debt limit is always a very, very political thing. And, you know, the party in power ends up raising the debt. The other party always opposes it. I don't blame people that voted against it. But I've gotten to the point where I think we have to quit playing with this debt limit. We keep taking it right up to the edge. The truth is, the debt limit has nothing to do with how much debt we're in. It is simply, are you going to pay the bills? Do you have the statutory authority to borrow what you've already spent? And so for me, it's not a game we should be playing, because it really does have drastic consequences. And, you know, like I said, if you decide that, you know, your household needs to cut some expenses, you don't do that by just not paying the credit card bill. You do that by making other structural changes, which we do have to do as a country.
All right. Thanks for that. I want to move on to the committee looking into the January 6th insurrection. What's the most significant thing that has come out of it for you?
Boy, there's a lot. I think some of this has not gotten airtime, but on purpose, but there's going to be some interesting stuff in terms of the financing of this. I'm personally curious to learn more. We're doing some research to figure out any foreign influence. But I think what was really important about the hearing a few days ago, the Meadows contempt, is that you start to see that these lawmakers out there, and this is why those texts were especially important, you know, that pushed the conspiracies that it was the FBI, it wasn't a big deal, or it was Antifa, they know the truth. Or in some cases, you see that they had planned to basically overthrow the will of the people from the beginning. And that, to me, has probably been some of the more surprising, is to see how well planned this was. And keep in mind, the committee's work is only just a little bit about actual January 6th. It's about the rot that has led to January 6th and the things that we as a country have to aggressively go against to make sure that doesn't happen again.
I was going to ask you that. So you're not looking just at the storming of the Capitol. You're looking at what led to it. And if there was sort of an impetus from members of Congress or the White House, that's within your purview as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's everything that led up to it, from the conspiracies, from the financing, from the big lie, you know, all that stuff, the actual day of January 6th, failures of the, you know, the defense, or failures of how to defend against the Capitol or intel. And then after, where have we come since? And, you know, what's been going on? Because, again, I think, yes, you know, knowing all the details of the 6th is important, but we can know everything unless we go after the rot, you know, and try to do something about that at this moment. It'll be tough to do. And so that's what we have to do as a country, is get a full accounting.
We're talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger here, Republican from Illinois. Let's go back to the Meadows contempt hearing. There were bits of texts that were listed. I think Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, was reading some of them or displayed some of them. It's since been reported that it came from Jim Jordan, the Ohio Republican. Can you confirm that that's the case?
Yeah, I don't want to confirm or deny it. I know that there is reporting on that. I think it'd probably be a fairly accurate guess, I'm sure, or a fairly accurate report. I don't want to confirm or deny anything. But I think, you know, even what's out there in the public purview is just the tip of the iceberg. Meadows has turned these messages over to us. They're not privileged information. and which obviously is the reason why he should have come in front of the committee and asserted privilege or asserted his Fifth Amendment right, which he refused to do, which is why we are logical in holding him in contempt. But I'm going to tell you, there is a lot more out there than what we've seen, or than what's been publicly reported. And I think there's probably a lot of scared people, and you can tell by their reactions.
Okay, Congressman, but how much of that am I going to be able to read? I mean, how much of that information when the committee releases its report is going to be unredacted so that we can understand that?
Yeah, I think that'll be a decision we have to make. I think there's going to be – we want to make sure that the report is going to be compelling, that it's going to be nonpartisan. We also don't want to just get into the business of shaming people just to shame them. But if it's important to get that information out, we certainly will. I think there's going to be a lot more information to come out in the next few months. And I think we are taking very seriously any idea that members of Congress were a part of this. And so we'll be making some moves on that level at some point. But keep in mind, there are some serious constitutional things like speech and debate that we have to make sure we're navigating correctly so that we don't get accused of being just partisan. At least logically accused. There's people right. Who are going to accuse us anyway.
Is it your view that President Trump intellectually knew that he lost and yet tried to convince the vice president to not recognize some of the electors?
Boy, I've struggled with this one. I think the thing I've kind of settled on is he knew he lost and then has allowed people and himself to convince himself that he didn't lose. And I also think there's the truth that he doesn't want to be seen as a loser. This is a guy that has built his entire reputation on success or perceived success and doesn't want to let his folks down. And so, on the one hand, I think he knows better. On the other hand, maybe he's convinced himself. But I'm going to tell you something, Steve. This is what's amazing. If you put truth serum into every Republican member of Congress, they're going to tell you exactly what I tell you, which is the election was not stolen. Joe Biden was elected. And as a party, we need to do a better job of selecting candidates and going out and talking to people if we want to win national elections. But they won't tell you that publicly because, frankly, they're scared of their own voters. And that's kind of a sad state of our politics today. So
New York Times is reporting that, Mark Meadows was the founder of the Freedom Caucus, and that Jordan is a member, and that it was the five or six members of the Freedom Caucus who were fueling these conspiracy theories back to the White House. Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels that way. I think there's indications that's out there now that that's the case. I mean, these are people, keep in mind, the Freedom Caucus was founded because, quote, the Republican Party wasn't pure enough, because, they were committed to real conservative principles and nobody else was. And they're the ones that are undermining conservative principles. I mean, they're out there now, basically saying the rule of law. And of course, I would say in the past, we've been the party of the rule of law. They're saying the rule of law doesn't apply if it's against them. And I don't understand how an evolution in somebody's mind can happen like that, because I don't think anybody, Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, anybody gets into politics thinking, boy, I'm going to go in and do something wrong. But somehow in that process, they get to that point.
Okay, believe it or not, your name came up on the show earlier this week. I was talking to Rick Pearson from the Tribune on the day when the New York Times again had reported that J.B. Pritzker was considering a run for president, perhaps. And here's a little of my exchange with Rick. It's not that it's an unfair question. It's a fair question, but it's unfair to expect a frank answer, I think, probably at this point.
And we should say the governor's people are no. It's the typical what you would expect.
Right.
He's happy where he is. He's got a job to focus on. He's not looking at other things.
I would love to just do one of those interviews with a potential candidate and have him say, yeah, I'm going to run. Adam Kinzinger, if he wants to call, I'm ready. We talk often.
Right, exactly.
just say, because I ask him every time he's on the phone with us, and just once say, you know what, Steve, doggone it, you're right. I'm going to run. All right, there's your chance, Congressman.
I love it. Now you're going to make me disappoint you again. Look, it's a decision I'll make in January, but that's funny. I like that you did that.
I couldn't resist.
I think, let me just say as a side note, if I don't think JB's going to be governor or going to be president.
Yeah.
And I also think we need to get away from this only rich people can run for office thing, because we are not an oligarchy in this country. Anyway, that's a whole nother discussion.
I'll take that as a nod to Ken Griffin.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a nod to everything. It's like we just you know, do we really want billionaires just funding these races? And, you know, look, Ken Griffin, I actually don't blame him, because you're going to have to fight fire with fire. But it'd be nice if we could get away from, you know, where it's only very rich people that can run.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois. Listen, I enjoy talking to you, and I really appreciate that you joined me today.
For sure. Back at you. Thanks again.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.